If I got pneumonia, you'd say I.
Oh yeah, got sick at school.
Got sick. Okay. If a person has a sick feeling down here, you'd say he got sick at his
stomach.
At his stomach. Okay, good for that. What would you call a noisy, prankish celebration immediately after a wedding, when they're teasing the bride and groom? Okay.
Come on in, y'all.
They say a noisy reception or something like that. Noisy
reception. Pretty fella, how you doing? Come on in here.
You all right?
Yeah, we want.
Oh, man.
Once they hear something, they're in on.
Can you tell me what you would call a hobgoblin to threaten children with? You might say to a child, "You better behave, or what will get you?"
Let me see what I say. Yeah, say hobgoblin to get you or something like that.
Okay.
Don't do what I told you, Father.
If a friend knocked on your front door on Christmas morning, how would you greet that friend?
Say Christmas gift. That's what I
Christmas gift. Okay. If you have a very heavy suitcase, you might say, "I'm glad I don't have to what this very far."
Can you repeat that? I didn't understand what you
If you had a heavy suitcase and you know, you had to get it to another place, you might say, "I wish I didn't have to."
Tote.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What do you call an animal with a very hard shell that lives in water? It can draw its four legs and its head in.
It's a turtle.
Turtle. Mm-hmm. If it lived on the land, would you call it something different?
Terrapin.
What do you call the insides of a hog that you can eat?
Muscle.
What size that you can eat?
Muscle.
Well, the chitlins and liver and muscle, all things like that. Called chitlins and liver. That's the inside.
I need to tell you, I call it muscle.
Okay. Okay. What do you call the center part of an egg?
The yolk.
Heart. What do you call the upper part of a man's body?
Heart.
Let me see.
Kid.
What?
Kid.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
What do you call a small flat bottom craft with the oars that you use on a lake?
I don't know. It's a boat.
Yeah. Okay. What do you call a covering for a pillow?
A pillowcase.
If a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say, "That's certainly a pretty what bead?"
A necklace
of beads. Mm-hmm. If two men have a fight and one defeats the other very soundly, you might say that one man really what the other one? Well, what'd you say? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Whip
the other one, all right. What do you call the back part of a man's legs when he's squatting down? Like you might say, he got down on his...
That's what I believe. The back part of a man's legs.
Yeah.
The back part, that's the calves, ain't it? That's the calves of the legs. Yeah, back in, that's the calves.
What are some words that mean a stingy person?